A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 22nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the conducting of elections in Zimbabwe by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC.
To join our discussion this evening, you can contact us at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
And what happens in any process, there is a pre-registration before the nomination court for the candidate, and you are given a slip. But in giving you being given that slip, they also pilot voter registration inspection programs which run in the constituency before the election. Urungu West had two voter registration and two voter inspection. For it to then check that, is your name in the voter's roll? And the onus is up to the candidate to ensure that happens.
Ah, mashoko amai makarao anonyadzisa. Uye hazvizvo zvatingati tizwe kubva kune munhu anenge ari mutungamiri wecommission uye ari judge. Zviya zvakaitwa kuti utungamiri electoral commission unofanira kunge uri gweta rinenge riri judge vari mutongi wemhosva, kuitira kuti pange paine vanhu vanotaura chokwadi, vanobuda pachina kuti apa pakakanganiswa pakadii.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about elections in Zimbabwe in general, and of course, the Hurungwe by-election in particular.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, today released a statement saying ZANU-PF Skizikuza was procedurally nominated as a candidate for the Hurungwe West parliamentary by-election, though there are issues with his registration as a voter in the constituency.
But some legal experts are accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission of deliberately trying to mislead the people, alleging that Guza must be disqualified, and they are also calling for ZEC itself to be reformed.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 1-202-619-2077.
Yeah, so kunjalo mfowethu. Hama dzadiwa nasi, tirauti tinge tichikurukura nemi, nezve mabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzo munyika. Kuti muri kufara here nezviri kuitika. Pane mashoko anga achibuda Gibbs ari kutaurwa iwo nava Didmas Mutasa. Vainge vari nhengo yezanu PF vasati vadzingwa vachitaura kuti paya pane sarudzo dzakamboitwa kuna 2008 vatsvangirai vakakunda musarudzo asi havana kuzoendawo panyanga vatsvangirai nekuti vari kuti kuenda kwavakaita kuBotswana vachimbotiza kunenge kwakaita kuti vamugabe vabva varambirira panyanga ndo time iya yekuti kwakapera mwedzi wose chaiwo zvakabuda musarudzo sazvaziviswa. Saka tinonzwa kubva kuvanhu kuti munoti kudii nenyaya ye sarudzo muZimbabwe, muri kuti dziri kufambiswa zvakanaka here kana kuti zvii zvingade kuvandudzwa? Gibbs.
Yes, urikandava ndingali njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya tinangapha lo Blessing hayi siyaphila kakhulu ke eWashington DC. Ye, sike sikhulumeni bela sixoxene njengenhlala yenza namhlanje sikhangela ngokhetho olwenziwe osanda kwenziwa khona ngapha eZimbabwe olwama by-elections. Sikhangela kakhulu khona ngale Hurungwe West lapho kanyangazani khona omunye lo wayephakathi kokhetho lolu umnumzana uKizikuza osengene ke ebudaleni lepalamende ngetikiti leZANU PF kuthiwa kazange abe khona kuvoters roll. Njalo ke kodwa nxa sikhangela sisiya phambili iZEC yona iZimbabwe Electoral Commission iyakhuluma ithi hayi ubaba lo wazamazama ukufaka amaphepha akhe kwazi kwalunga. Kusanjalo nje sizwile ke umnumzana uthi Didmas Mutasa siyakhumbula ke ijambo lakhala kuye waphuma ke khona kale kuZANU PF sokuhluphahlupha kudingwa ke abazakhokhela ibandla leli ngekongoros eyadlulayo. Ye ekhuluma kulapho uthi Didmas uthi okanye kusobala ukuthi ngo-2008 ibandla leZANU PF lakha phansi umnumzana uRobert Mugabe njalo waluma phansi laye. Uthe sokunjalo ke wase chile moto wafika kona ngale estate house ngokujonga ke pleasant uthi wathola ke umongameli Robert Mugabe echochobele sibili wamtshela ukuthi hayi sidliwe ye kodwa kukhona singakwenza asachonga ukuthi kuyini ye so vuzulo kandaba sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithi kambe ukhetho nxa ligangela eZimbabwe luqhutshwa njani nasi nombolo lifone kanye selifonela kona ngapho inombolo ithi 001 202 619 2077 yeah phone kanye cell phone la kunjalo ba
and I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Obed Gutu the spokesperson for the opposition movement for democratic change Mr. Gutu good evening
blessing good evening listeners thank you for having me
thank you for joining us Gibbs you can start the ball rolling
yes Mr. Gutu there's this controversy over the Urungu West parliamentary by election and indications of that Mr. Keith Kuza was not a registered voter there. So go ahead. What do you think about this issue?
The position is actually very clear because the moment that Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have admitted, which they have since done in black and white, that Keith Kuza was not a registered voter, both on the nomination day and also on the election day, then the buck stops there. What it simply means is that the law in terms of the Electoral Act in Zimbabwe is very clear. You can only stand for an election as a parliamentary candidate in a constituency in which you are a registered voter. In other words, your name has to appear on the voter's roll. That is the first thing that is very crucial. And the moment that your name doesn't appear on the voter's roll, you cannot be duly nominated to stand for an election in that particular constituency. So Keith Kuza's problem starts right from the nomination day, in the sense that his nomination papers should have been rejected by virtue of his name not appearing on the voter's roll. And as if that was not enough, even on the election day, June 10, 2015, his name still did not appear on the voter's roll, simply authenticating, confirming the argument that he was not a duly registered voter in Urungwe West constituency, but in the neighboring constituency of Magunje. So the explanation that Zek is trying to put across through the press release that was issued by Honorable Justice Rita Makarau today is with respect to preposterous and without any basis both in fact and at law. Why do I say that? If Zek do acknowledge that Keith Kuza was not on the voter's roll on nomination day, and he was also not on the voter's roll on election day, end of story. They cannot then say because there was an administrative challenge or administrative bungling or challenges that they were facing, therefore, those challenges should give legal force to something that is inherently unlawful. The mere fact that Zek, through their own act of bungling or through whatever reason, did not have Keith Kuza's name on the voter's roll on nomination day or by nomination day and by election day, June 10, simply means that Keith Kuza was not duly nominated when the nomination court set in April 2015. Also meaning that his name should not have appeared on the ballot paper for the by-election of Urungwe West on June 10. So what this then means is that Keith Kuza was not properly elected on June 10. It turns out that there were only two people who were contesting for the Urungwe West seat on June 10, Keith Kuza and Themba Mliso. Because Keith Kuza was not properly and duly and lawfully nominated on the nomination day, what it simply means is that there is only one candidate who therefore remains as the duly nominated candidate for Urungwe West constituency, which in terms of the law implies that that candidate should then proceed to be declared as the duly nominated, rather duly elected member of parliament for Urungwe West. Simply meaning that, as I'm speaking to you now, the legal position, the correct legal position in terms of the Electoral Act, in terms of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, is that Themba Mliswa is the duly elected member of parliament for Urunga West.
Okay.
The statement that was issued by Justice Makarau is wrong at law, it's wrong in fact, it is laughable, it is actually an insult to the intelligence of even a first-year law student.
Okay, hold there, Mr. Gutu, we'll come back to you just in a bit. We just want to bring in our second guest, that is Mr. David Ndlovu, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening. Thank you so much. Mr. Ndlovu, as you are hearing from Mr. Gutu here, many people seem to be complaining about the conduct of elections in Zimbabwe, especially by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, accusing it of being biased and rigging the elections on behalf of ZANU-PF. Your response?
No, it's okay. I'll need to that particularly regards what he said concerning the wrong elections. To me, it's really evident. And this is changed to direct evidence. Get certain evidence from persons affected. The court of law makes a decision. To me, this remains as a real evidence. Because it's not correct for me to to make comments on things which I have no first hand knowledge of. Because as far as I know, I just have to wait for direct evidence in the court of law. And it is only the court who can declare and notify any election as provided by our lawyer.
So you are saying it's just hearsay?
As long as it is not going to court, it remains hearsay evidence.
Gibbs.
Mr. Gutu, I guess you agree with him. At the moment, it's speculation, right? Oh, I'm told Mr. Gutu has gone just for
engagement.
A while.
Okay, we'll try to get in touch with him. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about elections in Zimbabwe. And we tinemwe mtereri wedu mkoma Donald. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ribo mkoma blessing magadi yo.
Aywa, tiripo murugu wana sei maitiru wani tukwa saruzi mnyika. Mchitarisa zirukiti kaku urungwe nekune zimwe nzimbo.
Kuhurungwe kote fereza sisa kakwe. Nekuti zani pia yangu manjira kungoti yangu funga wati zatate za kandidati zatate ende za kandidati tato pinda wana umbo zotarisa zyeche zikuti kandidati yacho haisi belong to constituency yo yo wakango fari yangu tato bita Themba Mliswa ndo zeta za wakango fari ya yeche za wana mbo zikonji ya uti zika zotipa ati zaka na uti zana wacha ona wana funga wati wana wana ona wakango funga wati zizo tato bita tato pinda.
Saka iyo nyaya yekuitwawo kwesarudzo munoiona sei mukoma Donald sarudzo dzemunyika munofara here nemabatiro adzinenge dzichiitwa nezeke
hatitombofari zvachose mukoma Blessing. Hatifari wana mkoma obeti kuti wanotaura wataura siasa hatirezina na wamunzura wanotaura nokuti mukatasana agency totatambira maelections anenge achitovhundusigwa ende vamwe vedu vanototama misha mumazai maelections nenyaya iyo yekuti vechitozikamwa kuti nhingi unotsigira kana kuti agendi yanhingi votogara achimubhetiwa kare eleconzozara zoitwa makatovhundusigwa kare like thesituation yaitika kuurungu
hapana
kana chinovo chakambonaka chaari chitanzi.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Donald neupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Naita basa mkoma blessing.
Tinotenda shukuru. Of course, Donald is saying generally is not happy with the way elections are conducted in Zimbabwe, particularly what happened in Urungwe West, Gibbs.
Yes, wewe Baba Ndlovu, uyazwela lapha. Umnumzana uyakhuluma lapho uthi okanye kusobala eZimbabwe ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF nxa lisiya kukhetho labe lithwe lizagila phela lisethusela abantu ukuthi nxa ungavotelanga sobohla amanyosi kambe ungathini khonapho ba ye ukhona Ndlovu ye ungathini ye ungathini
nje mina ekhulumeni kwami konke lokho okukhulumayo kuse kufanele kube nobufakazi uma kungelabo bufakazi obeke babasobala kungamakhungakhulu konke ekhulunywe iba lokhu ngakhulu until iziyenzela ecourt sesekuba nobufakazi umkhathi kethu hambe ubufakazi ibe mthetho yelizwe umthetho yelizwe ukuthi hhayi masesifakisa ngaphandle uma sesifila amakhoti alakho le uyiphephethi yazivumele elizweni ukubana nxa uthathe kubi uthathekubiiphephelebiza kungeni ndaba kumthethandaba ulalele konke uhamba ufake isinqumo sesingakhuluma ngakho kodwa uma kukhuluma nama-adivesis ama-adivesis la nama-adivesis i-adivesis ile-proselafensi ezonge ziyi-adivesis kule minye zayithekile amthini kuze kuye lama-fact
kodwa bakhona mpela bakhuluma bethi emthethwandaba lakho yikuchitha isikhathi ngoba bathi imthethwandaba phela ibanjwe ngabantu abangazani bawela ngale phela bawela kuzani
amabona ngibesiwa abantu bakhona bonke ngibona bekhona ekhosi akuthathi ngiyabona izanu izize amacala amaningi amakhosi iyawaluzi
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu
abantu bayabe khuluma into njengabe bekhulume ngito asengibelethi ke mina mhlambe ntobo sengasenda ukuthatha after ngabesisina lokhu ngangingakwazi lokhu ngangingakwazi kukhanye ukuthi umuntu zikhumbula njani ma ngihamba owathena wayeyispeaker kodwa wayengabuze ukukhuluma ephalamendeniyispeaker
ye hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khonapho Ndlovu ungayikhatshana so he's saying that a lot of things that are being said is mere hearsay and just allegations, you know. Then I asked him about the courts. He was saying that the courts are there to prove some of these things right or wrong. So then I was saying maybe some of the rulings that have been coming out of the courts are pro, almost pro ZANU-PF. He says no, the ZANU-PF has lost too many cases in court, meaning that the judges and the magistrates actually toying they're in between, you know. They don't favor any kind of sides.
Regatiende unemwe mtereri, vamsekiwa makadi. Aiwa tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iri kuitwa mabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzo mukati muri kufara here
mukoma chokwadi chakanaka hatingati tichatitane sarudzo munyika medu asi kuti tiri kuita chimisikizo chekuti tingangoti tiri kuita sarudzo kuti vekunze vafunga kuti tinoita sarudzo nhasi uno tinadidhibasi mutasa ari kubuda achitaura kuti MDC yakahwina chemba muyiswa anga ari muZANU-PF nhasi ari kuchema nezvavaiita vari muZANU-PF saka tine vanhu vatinoona vari mumapolitical parties vari kuivo vanoda kukwikwidza maelections yet the playing field is never level saka ndinoshamisika zvikurusa kuti vanhu vane vakabhidza zvemitemo vanotadza kubatana nevamwe kuti ngati boycotei maelections chatinoda kurepresenta chiiko mupariamendi kana tii vashoma seizvozvo izvi tisina chatokwanisa kuburisa ngatitangei tagadzirisa mareforms maelectoral reforms oita zvakanaka tokwanisa kuve neunzi sarudzo kwete mahombu yatine tichiita aya
asi munoona pachibuda here nyaya yemareforms apa mukoma musekiwa nekuti vezanuwo kavanenge vachidawo kuramba vari panyanga
right chinoitika mukoma ndechekuti izvo before 2010 kuone ZANU-PF ichitonga iri yega ichiita madecisions ayo yega ichitonga makotsi toti makotsi ari pasi payo zvinhu zvakaoma but iye zvinezvi tine kaadvantage katiinavo zekuti takaita constitution yedu ngatichione kuti malaws edu aitwa aligned neconstitution tikakwanisa kurwisa izvozvo izvo
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusekiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nekuti pamukana hukunge tichitaura. Tinorwadziwa izvozvi mukanzwa kwatiri kutaura tiri kuMozambique.
Oh, kuri sei kuMozambique?
Ndizvozvo, zviri nani.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vamusekiwa.
Tinotenda hangu baba.
Tinotenda, of course. Mr. Musekiwa, our caller there is saying there is need for reforms so that this cycle of having complaints after every election can come to an end. I think we have another caller. We have Nikros. Magadi.
Yes, I'm fine.
Mkoma Nikros, murikundi nzwa here zvakanaka?
Yes, I'm hearing you clearly.
Okay, taurai tinzwa asi dema tifambei nekuti foni yenyu inenge isiri kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka.
Okay, thank you very much, Mkoma Blessing. Yeah, it's a very interesting topic for discussion today, tonight. The issue of elections is something which I can say is multifaceted, given that the subject of our great controversy in that the size of Zimbabwe is concerned, the ground, I want to make it very clear that the ground is very clear. That is the fact. The ground is very clear. But the problem falls with the participants. For example, some of the participants have got opinions of hesitating. Let me take an example, a good example. You know the former Prime Minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, actually is known for that coaching and always complaining. Imagine in 2008, he was also complaining, saying the ground is not free and fair, the ground is not level. But when he participated, he nearly won. We need to say the issue is not all about blaming each other, but it's all about your role. What you commit to the electorate? Because if you have got empty promises, if you have got poor strategies to lure or to lobby support, then at the end of the day, you come to accuse, say, the other party. For example, what you think that has gone by, the ground surely was not all that bad, but the issue of boycotting. So I don't blame the Melbourne Commission in terms of elections. That's my opinion.
What do you make of the remarks by Mr. Mtasa that the MDC probably won the election in 2008?
Really, it's a very interesting remark from former Minister Mtasa, given that Honorable Minister Mtasa has never said this when he was still in government. Now that he's no longer part and parcel of the government, so we can say these are just words from somebody who is under emotion. I don't think that is practical. I don't think that is true. It's just a matter of accusation. It's just a matter of somebody who's frustrated. I don't think that's the MDC one. That is a fact. I'm speaking from a neutral point without taking sides. This is the truth. Don't feel that you are one free and fair.
Nikros, thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you, Mkoma Blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Tine mwe mutereri zvakare kana kuti kuda kumbopinda.
Yes, singere kuDlovu kancane. Yeah. Baba Dlovu, usakona icingweni? Ukona Baba Dlovu? Kungazani mchini yami ayimthole kahle lapho Dlovu. Dlovu uyangizwa? Besicela uNdlovu lapha ecweni. Ndlovu ukhona? Okay, siyahamba kuNdlovu, bye bye.
Mhm. Regai tiende kune mwe mutereri. Eh, mkoma Felix makadi.
Eh, ngiyaphila unjani blessing.
Mina ngiyaphila.
Siphile kakhulu Felix uthini?
Yeah, ubaba uNdlovu lo wana uyamangalisa kakhulu. Uthe kufuneka ubufakazi. Ubufakazi ufuneka kanjani? Ilizwe lonke liyakhuluma ukuthi ama elections lawa akalunganga. Yeah. Siyazi yonke le into. Angithi namanje indaba ka 2002 ise court. Abakagcini nayo le ndaba. Yeah. So manje uto kufuna ubufakazi kanjani? Ufakazi ukhona ukuthi amakhosi wethu ngeke ayenze ngokuphangiphangi ukuthi badlule nalezi ndaba. Yeah. Ma munoona kana ndagumbuka kachi ndevere chacho chinobuda chaizvo chaizvo.
Rambai makatsamwa. Rambai makatsamwa, rambai makatsamwa mukoma Felix.
Kuluma kolapo.
Yeah. Ndiri kuti nini ka? Apa mwari akupindira ndimurikona nyaya ya Temba na Kiti iyo ka. Pakuratidza kuti mwari hadi zvinhu zvakashata kuti zvirambe zvichiitika kwenguva refu. Iva havasi kuzviona. Zvichasvika pakunyadzisa chaiko pana 2018 apo. Dai vari vanhu vanonyara zvino vanhu vezana havana nyadzi. Vachanyara kumberuko. Zvinonzi mukuru baba vemanyepo ndiSatan. The father of lies is the devil. He will never lie forever. This time God will bring the truth out. Out of the bag and out of the wardrobe. We're going to see the truth in 2018. Thank you very much.
I want to note that zvikuru mukoma Felix.
Eh, maita ba.
Siyabonga.
Yes, bongela zvikuru ke mnumzana Felix. I think you heard him very clearly. So he says, you know, what evidence is needed, you know, in some of these cases, because people have seen it, people are complaining about it, and even Zeke knows it, you know, somehow. So he says, you know, there are even some cases that are still pending in the courts. So what courts are we talking about? You know, so Baba Ndlovu kona. Sizizwe uNdlovu, uNdlovu bonanzani lapha ke icingo lwakhe lungani uyasilahlekela. Ye, besicela uNdlovu ecingweni, kona Baba Ndlovu.
I think we are having problems with that line. Let's go to our second guest. That's Mr. Jack Zava, the program's manager for the Electoral Resource Center. Mr. Zava, good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
Thank you so much.
Good evening, listeners.
You are hearing what people are complaining about, Mr. Zava. Are you at all surprised?
I'm not even shocked at all, especially if we look at the history of our election administration in Zimbabwe. It has been littered with sad stories, malpractice, sad stories of maladministration, and even sad stories of electoral fraud. So the latest version is, to me, is not doing any good to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in a number of ways. Mostly, if we look at the issue that ZEC is coming from a situation where it has eroded confidence, where citizens no longer to have trust in their electoral commission, something which should not happen if any country is to attain electoral integrity. So the latest episode, especially the Urungu one, continues to erode that trust within ZEC, continues to lessen.
Mr. Zava, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. We just want to take a short break. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And we are also streaming live on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.